This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Cravatalicious. Now, Cravatalicious,
let's tell us about your book. Come on.
My book, more stupid ramblings from Matt Preston about food, most of which have been published before. Just a chance to see a whole lot of my writing in one place and go, gee, how did this man ever get a job? I don't understand. I'm stunned and amazed that anyone can actually employ this man to rabbit on about food endlessly.
You're an incredible writer. You write so well. And I read an article in the week, and I think it was about you flying off around the world to the 5 best restaurants in the world. It costs like, who knows how much it costs. And you wrote such a fantastic article.
Yeah, look, it was great. It was my way of reconnecting with what I do, which is not do TV and talk to people about the crop and bushes. But it was about just going to those restaurants. I had some time to do it, sneaking away for like 9 days, and just kind of going on an eating fest to see what the best in the world was like. And it was an amazing experience. So you learn so much. The great thing about the best restaurants in the world is none of them are snooty.
Ah,
that's a real surprise. That, you're used to great restaurants being kind of perceived as snooty and, very, very up themselves. And I had a really good time at every, like, I had a laughing, giggling, kind of fun, enjoyable.
You sure it wasn't the wine?
No, bizarrely, it's because I think that because these modern restaurants, the ones we're talking about are all fairly innovative, they all do gags. Like the one in Margaret, they give you this card and it says, choose between two menus, one which is to challenge you and one is where you submit. And it's like,
oh wow,
every journalist that writes about it goes, oh, I couldn't work out my mind between, do I want to be challenged, am I a rebel or am I a submissive type, or what do I do? And they write these screes of footage of making that decision. And the great gag is, I asked the guys there, I said, what's the difference between the two menus? They went, there's no difference, it's the same menu.
Yeah.
Who they are as people. It's like, that's very funny.
Brilliant.
That's very funny.
It's my birthday on the weekend and you inspired me to have all my friends around to dinner at Mum and Dad's house. So there's 40 people coming, and Mum has just spent 4 days making cavatelli, which is like an Italian, the hand rolled pasta.
Yeah.
She spent 4 days making just the pasta dish, and so all your MasterChef inspiration.
Can I say right now that if you didn't know your mum loved you, if you didn't know that your mum loved you before, you certainly know it now. How fantastic is that?
Yes,
and I'll tell you.
Sit in the kitchen for 4 days and make something to make a little boy and all his friends happy.
That's exactly right. And
that's why food's a beautiful thing.
And I hope she has some lolly bags to go with it as well.
Guess who's a sport brat.
Yeah.
I hope you're going to say thank you and give her a nice big present, young man.
What did I say, Agent?
Andy said you better buy her a present. I'm like, yeah, it's my birthday.
No, you better. Big bunch of flowers.
I think this is flowers, and this isn't flowers on the day. This is flowers on the day and a week later and 2 weeks later.
Yeah, it's true.
I think so. I'm with you on that one, Matt.
Matt Preston, it has been a pleasure. Have a great day, Matt.
Thanks, Matt.
We'll see you on the telly tomorrow night.
Thanks for listening. For more, go to andyandadrian.com.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.